Skip Watkins and Rob Zappel took their oaths of office just last month. The two new commissioners, one a Republican, the other a Democrat, have become fast friends, albeit with different approaches to county governance. Zappel says the return on investment to the county for building an advanced and emerging technology center will show up on both the education and economic development fronts. And says Zappel, the money will pay for sorely needed repairs to existing buildings on the downtown campus.
$40 million a day is worth, conservatively, probably $47 to $48 million in money that's 5 or 7 years out. It represents a tremendous value to the voters because of rising construction costs, rising material costs. We will never see the value of that $40 million we're looking at the levels that it is today.
Skip Watkins won't say yet which way he'll vote, but he echoes fellow Commissioner Woody White's concerns over any increase in the county debt load.
We need training facilities. We have Vertex here now. We have the potential for other industries to come here. The veterinary school, I personally researched the need for that, and I do agree with that. I was not familiar with it at first, so I did my own research. I have an automotive mechanical background, so I have some passion. But I have to weigh the need against the cost.
County commissioners will vote on the bond issuance at their next Tuesday morning meeting. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.